this morning. Yeah, not very difficult. I should be out in a little under 7 minutes.
Good. Now, Skid, I want you to have a look at this map.
Okay, Dr. Milton. I'm looking.
See Regent Street?
Yeah, I see it.
That's where Diana will park the car. Now take a look at the corner. You can see the jewelers and the dress shop the moment you come round the bend. The chief wants you to come round that corner at 7:40 precisely. You should reach the dress shop about 7:41. Then let it rip. Got that?
Yeah, I got it all right.
And we want a good job made of this, no half measures. Straight through the dress shop window. You understand, Skid?
Sure.
We want noise, and plenty of it.
Don't worry, I'll wake up the old blasted town.
Good.
Well, thank God it's you on the lorry and not me.
Shut up, Horace. You'll be all right, Skid, if you keep your head. All you've got to do is make it look genuine.
It'll look genuine, all right.
Well, I hope so.
Do I wait for the smash before...
No.
I...
At 7:40, get to work. You won't have much time, but it shouldn't take any longer than the Gloucester job.
Don't worry about me, Doc. I'll be out of there in no time. Have you got a list of the stuff?
I'm expecting Diana with it. She went to see the chief this morning.
Say, Doc, who is this fella who calls himself a knave? He's been running us around now for 3 months, and we ain't even so much as had a glimpse of him. Don't you think that
well,
we
Well, don't worry me who the fella is. He can be Sir Graham Forbes himself, as far as I'm concerned. All I know is he can certainly organize a cool 40,000 in 3 months. Boy, that's what I call money.
I'm not grumbling. Just sort of curious, that's all.
Same here. Who the hell is the knave, Doc?
You'll find out, my friends, all in good time. All in good time.
Say, Doc, where do you come into this Leamington job? Does Diana...
As soon as you pass the stuff to Diana, she drives straight to Warwick. I take it over at Warwick and get the stuff back here. Horace does the rest. It'll be in Amsterdam by Saturday.
Any idea what cut we're going to get out of this?
I'm not sure. Frobisher's got a pretty heavy stock. There's a ring worth 6,000 pounds.
6,000?
The knave can certainly pick him.
Wait a minute. There's somebody at the panel.
It's all right, Skid. It's only Diana.
Blimey, you aren't half jumpy.
Sorry I'm late, Doc. No. Now don't shut the panel.
Why not?
Chief's coming.
A chief? Blimey.
Here?
Yes.
Oh. Still, I think we'd better shut it.
He's coming here? The knave?
Yes. He's got the Birmingham money. It came through this morning.
Blimey, that's quick work.
Have you given them the Leamington details?
Yes.
How do you feel about it, Skid? Do you think you can manage the smash all right?
Yes, as easy as falling off a log.
Good. We want as much row as possible. Remember that. And as soon as you hit the dress shop, you might work it that your horn sticks. You ought to be able to fix that all right.
Sure.
And don't forget to dash back to the shop, Dixie. There's bound to be a crowd.
Okay. Have you got a list of the stuff?
Yes. Here we are.
Phew.
Any good, Dixie?
Any good?
What's that?
It's the chief. Open the panel, Doc.
Gentlemen, meet the knave.
The knave?
I thought you said the chief.
But this isn't the knave. Why?
Surprise, gentlemen. Surprise.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, meet the knave.
The knave?
I thought you said the chief was...
But this isn't the knave.
Would you care for a liqueur, Steve?
No, I don't think so, thanks.
Nonsense, by Timothy. This coffee needs it. Price, a cherry brandy for Miss Trent.
Certainly so.
Well, it was very decent of you to come down from town at a moment's notice like this. I hope it wasn't too inconvenient.
No, of course not, but... But why did you send for me so suddenly?
Well, Steve, because... Oh, by the way, I've decided to drop the Miss Trent. It reminded me of a rather elderly lady I met at a garden party. She thought I was part author of Gone with the Wind.
Cherry brandy, miss?
Oh, thank you.
I sent for you, Steve, because I've been thinking of what you told me the other day.
You mean about my brother and Max Lorraine?
Yes. If your brother was right, and this man Lorraine, alias the knave, really is the big noise behind these jewel robberies, then I think you ought to tell Sir Graham all you know about him.
He'd never believe me. This man Lorraine
I'm not so sure that he wouldn't, Steve. The chief commissioner isn't quite such a fool as people think. He's got his head screwed on all right. Even though he won't send for Paul Temple.
But they don't even believe my brother was murdered. If they think he committed suicide, then
I can prove to them that he didn't commit suicide. If they need any proof.
You can?
Yes. According to Horace Daly, the landlord of the Little General, when your brother came downstairs, he asked him to change a pound note. And Daly then went into the back parlor to get the money.
Well?
Well, why should he go into the back parlor? There was 37 and sixpence in the till, which was on the bar counter. It doesn't make sense.
How do you know this?
Because I examined the till when Daly went upstairs to fetch Miss Parchment down. In fact, that's why I sent him.
Of course.